Hello, good morning. Here is Eva again from Bohemian Inspiration. I would like to share something with you about one of the most important spiritual laws and of success. It's a spiritual law of Dharma. What is it actually, or why I'm talking about it? Let me explain it to you. The law of Dharma, it's actually one of the most important spiritual law of success. Why? Because the law of Dharma is actually the law of our life mission. When you ask yourself, what's my life mission? What are you thinking about? Do you know your what? And do you also know your why? Do you also know the why of your what? When you know the why of your what, you don't need to listen to me further. Anyway, you can. But if you really don't know what your why of your what is, if you only know your what, then listen carefully. Because this law of Dharma has three components. The first component is who I am. My real potential. When you say I am and you put the words behind I am, is that what you are? Think about it. When you look at the second component of the law of Dharma, is to look at your unique talents you have. I heard a lot of people, friends and also clients of me, they've told me, I have no talents. I have just an ordinary life. Eva, you are so extraordinary. You have so many talents. You can do so many wonderful things in the world. You travel the whole world. But they are lying. Because everybody, and also you, yes, you have also your unique talents. And it doesn't matter if you studied or not, if you are a plumber or if you are a doctor or engineer. No, it doesn't matter, because also you have your unique talents. And we need each other. The whole life is a circle. So I need a talented plumber, and I also need a talented doctor, don't we? So also you have unique talent. And let's talk about the third component. The third component is very important in our life. Many people, so as I did in the past, lived only in our ego. Ego of me, 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 me. In the outer world, me is of course okay, but only when you start from inside out, not when you are only living from outside in. So the third component is when you are asking the others, how can I help you? How can I serve the others? How can I make better my neighbor, somebody who I really care for? You can just start from a tiny thing. You don't need to make it huge, of course, because it's your true potential. What makes you also happy? What also makes your life mission? Because everybody, really everybody, has a life mission. You've been sent here to this world to put something on earth. And doesn't matter what it is, because everybody has talents. And for everybody it's different. So don't ask yourself, how shall I be better of this or that? How can I earn more money? No. It's only the inner dialogue with your ego. Just ask, how can I help? And it's the inner dialogue of your soul. So that's it for today. And I will speak to you soon. Have a great day. Bye.